Okay, so I was a young lad living in Detroit, Michigan, enjoying myself. My parents said, no. We're taking y'all out to the country, middle of nowhere, to be farmers. I didn't appreciate it. But they bribed me. And as a little kid, I got a trapper keeper. You know, I had a Scooby-Doo lunchbox, yo. I had one of those hats with the propeller on top of it. I was ready to go. It was the first day of school. I said, go ahead, go on to school. And I went down the driveway to wait for the school bus. This was a new thing for me, school bus. So I was out there, and I saw it coming down the road. You could hear the kids screaming and hollering and yelling and shouting. The school bus pulls up. Go on in here. I step in, and it goes silent. See, there weren't any black families in rural Michigan for about 100 square miles. No one had gotten the memo that one had arrived. So I just went to go sit down in the first seat I saw. It's this little toe-headed boy. And he spit in the seat. I kept walking. Spit. And I'm getting near the end of the bus. Sit yourself down, Blaze. We gotta go. Everyone's shouting. They're yelling now. You know what they're calling me. And I get all the way to the back of the bus. And I can't turn around. They're shouting, they're screaming, they're yelling. I can't turn around. It's a little girl. She has her backpack on the seat. She moves it. And I sit down. And we ride. I don't say a word to her. I don't say anything to her. We ride, go to school. The next day, the shouting, the screaming, the hollering, I go right back to the back of the bus. And Mary Jo, I know her name is Mary Jo now. Mary Jo moves her backpack, and I sit down. We do not speak. We just ride. And that's how it goes every single day until the middle of the school year, they switch things up. And instead of being the last one on the bus, now I'm the first. But force of habit, I go right back to my regular seat. Now, in rural Michigan, nobody's rich, but some of us are really, really poor. Poor farm families where you don't have enough insulation on your water makes your pipe freeze in the middle of the winter. But you still have to do your chores. You still have to clean the barn. You still have to get chicken filth all over you. And when that happens in a cold Michigan winter, you have one of two choices. You can either go to school covered in filth, or you can try to hide it with some cologne. This day, Mary Jo went the cologne route. And when she got on that bus, it smelled like a skunk wrapped in rotten flowers. And the kids screamed and shouted and hollered. And Mary Jo, she looked right back at me. I looked away. I'd had enough. I was hoping she'd find, I just hoped she'd find somewhere else to sit. But she walked back. She walked back, the hollering, the screaming, the shouting, the yelling. She walked back, and there I was, with my backpack on the seat. I waited, and I moved there. She sat down. And I was so ashamed. The hollering, the screaming, the shouting, I didn't care. I just wanted to tell her, I wanted to tell her I was sorry. So I said, hey, my name's Glenn. I know your name. What are you talking about? So we talked. Ah, the screaming and hollering, it just went away. We talked to two little kids in the back of the bus. Now then, I can't tell you how happy we ought to be here today. I am thrilled to come to this stage one more time with some of the best storytellers in all the land. And you might not know this, but I brought some friends. Please say hello if you would. Give a warm welcome, Mr. Alex Mandel.